Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
I'm going to take you fishing, honey. You're going to love it.
Brought to you by Ring Power, MyBookie, and Marine Max on 1010XL. Here's Captain Kevin Faber and Captain Scott Shank.
Good evening. Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. And, I guess fishing might have been good this week, but we all got scared to death. And,
ooh, it's a sigh of relief,
I mean,
though.
Yeah, dude, I'm counting my blessings just like everybody else, and you know, thinking about all the people in the Carolinas right now.
Yep.
And then obviously what went on in the Bahamas is, I mean, we will never forget that.
No.
Yeah, I mean, those poor people. I don't even know what to say.
Can you?
I mean, I you know, if somebody said, "Hey, we need a captain to." To run some some stuff over, I'll
shut it down.
I'll shut it down. I'll go.
Yep. I mean, right there with you.
Because it's horrific.
In all your years, we've lived here all of our lives.
Yep.
Do you ever remember a storm? I mean, we do get storms that go stationary. We get it.
Right.
But for a 30-hour situation, have you ever heard of that in a hurricane?
No. No. And
okay.
And you know, we're not going to harp on this, but I mean, this is. What happened this week.
Yeah.
And when this thing started bearing down on Florida, the forecast was for it to do that over the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the forecast mm-hmm. was.
And it was supposed to have been here last Thursday, a week ago.
No. It wasn't. I watched it just like everybody. No.
What?
Not last Thursday. I'm just saying that when it was... When it was offshore of the Bahamas,
yeah.
You know, 100 miles or whatever, they knew it was going to stall. They just didn't know where. That was the panic
okay.
from the state of Florida and why you saw, my God, I mean, just the FPL trucks, the people coming from all over the country, the military, and they thought that thing was going to stall over the state of Florida and then crawl up and just devastate the whole East Coast.
Like Irma did.
Yeah, but at least Irma was moving. They were talking about this thing. If you looked at the forecast on Saturday, it was for hurricane conditions for 3 days, mm-hmm. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
And up to like 20 inches of rain or 18,
yeah,
15 inches
yeah.
of rain, something like that.
And it stalled over the Bahamas. And those poor people, I mean,
man,
unbelievable.
Footage coming in from that, it was incredible.
So... For all of us to sit there and watch that and to cancel everything that we had going on and, you know, bat down the hatches and grab the kids and the family and make sure everybody else is okay. And you know what I mean?
That was 130 miles away from us. That's it.
I know.
That's it.
I know. Over 200-mile-an-hour sustained winds, dude.
For 30 hours?
That's just... I can't even
My
imagine.
My ears would ring. I mean, the pressure and everything else
I
going on.
I can't even imagine. We've been through some... What, 120 mm-hmm. mile an hour winds, gust, mm-hmm. not sustained. You know, this is sustained 190 mm-hmm. miles an hour. Think about that.
Well, the biggest thing, just like this one, rest of them, I mean, it's scary because what do you do? Where do you go? What do you do? If that thing
if
did
you're in the Bahamas,
go, well, I'm just saying, if that thing kept on coming, like they were praying that it was going to make that hard jog to the north.
Yeah.
What happens if it didn't? And like you said, it comes straight up the state. Where are you going?
Yeah.
I mean, the closest place to get out of it would be, what, Alabama?
Before, and I watched it. I watched it all the way off of the African coast. Before it hit Puerto Rico, the prediction was when it got here, it was going to be a tropical storm.
Correct.
That is the prediction. And everybody's like, oh, okay, we're good.
We're cool.
You know, tropical storm, even
a couple days of wind. And
Cat
rain.
1.
Right.
You know, which is not anything to play with. That's not what I'm saying. But what it turned into?
There ain't no Cat 6, and I guarantee they were pushing the buttons on that one.
Yeah, exactly. So I bailed. I mean, I got my grandchild with me, and I called my other kids and said, look, I'm going to my place in Georgia. And that, I'll tell you what, I wasn't so sure that plan was going to work out uh-huh. for a while
mm-hmm.
because if it came up and went up there, you know, I'm in a double wide up there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I was prepared to to go up there and then go east if I had to. But damn, what a week!
It was. It's stressful that way. Oh, I mean, you know, it's just but, yeah. You know, everybody gets on edge a little bit. Everybody's sure. a little hyper.
Well, of course,
more than usual.
Yeah.
For us now, with having grandkids and stuff like that, you're. I know they have parents. I don't mean to any disrespect to any of my kids.
No.
But
no,
being that we're the oldest, you know, yeah. Supposed to be somewhat wiser out of it, it's like, guys, I'm telling you, if this thing goes, because unfortunately how all my kids I'll have, their jobs, they have to stay. They
right.
cannot leave.
Right.
They're nurses or technicians.
Kayla's in the military, so she's
Kayla's
not
in the military,
here.
So she's yeah. not here. You know, school board employees and blah, 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 blah. So they could not leave.
Yep.
And I told them, I said, I am not, you know, no way in hell am I keeping my grandkids around here in 150-knot winds.
Right.
I understand that they are your children, but I'm telling you right now, I'm taking over on
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
You know,
so,
I'm taking them with me.
So anyway, that's our take on
yep.
Dorian. And
glad everybody's safe, I think, around here.
I think that
I don't think there was too much property damage.
I mean, to
a little bit of flooding.
To say we dodged a bullet is unbelievable. I mean, I mean it just the build up to this one was unreal.
I hope hell I don't see another one of those for a while.
No, like 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's it going to do to fishing,
dude? I think it's only going to. I mean, I wish. I unfortunately had people that are coming out of town just like you.
Yeah.
So they couldn't get a flight out now because of they were supposed to be here yesterday. But,
yep.
of course, the way the storm's working now, they couldn't fly down. So I am so itching to get the hell out of the house because I've been,
I
you know, you're sitting there worrying about it. Here we go again talking about it. But worrying about what we're going to do.
Yep.
Kind of our businesses have been shut down for a week,
yep.
5, 6, 7 days. So I am – just itching to just see what
see.
Mother Nature turned around.
Yeah, me too.
The ocean, can you believe?
No.
I went down there yesterday.
Yep.
I
want to talk
let
about
me
this.
Tell you.
Yeah.
That waves crashing against that pier, if they weren't 12, 14 foot, they weren't 12 inches. They were huge.
And you know what they're calling for tomorrow?
Dude, you should have seen it today. It was just a big roll, about a 4 foot roll.
Yeah, they're calling for
flat
1 foot tomorrow.
I know.
2 days ago, it was over 20 feet.
Uh huh.
They're calling for 1 foot.
Uh huh.
Uh-huh. I find that just astounding. I kept looking at that forecast.
No, I went and looked at it today.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
And here's the thing. I'm texting my tomorrow charter on Tuesday. You know, and I'm going, hey guys, I know, you know, tomorrow's a bad day. I said, but Friday looks like it's really gonna be beautiful. You know? And I people's minds are going, dude, why are you texting me about
yeah.
a fishing
yeah.
charter on
yeah.
Friday? We have got a hurricane bearing down on us. You know,
the sky's going to drop.
Yeah,
fall.
Yeah, you know, and I kind of felt like a jerk, but on the other end,
right.
I'm like, look, I'm just telling you that if everybody's okay and if it does what they're calling for it to do, which we didn't know,
right?
You know, Friday could be epic. Tomorrow could be like, oh my God, epic. And they're like,
yeah.
we our mind's not on fishing right now, and I get it. You know, mind is. I'm different.
No, I've been. I just talked to you downstairs. I said mine can't go. What you doing tomorrow? Kind
right.
of thing. Because I'm like,
right.
Really, just I don't care about carrying a fishing pole.
No,
I just want to see.
I just want to see
what is going on.
I'm with you. I
don't
I
care about
care
catching one.
About
I just want to. Give me an hour. Let me.
Yep.
Let's go ride down the beach for a little while. Let's
right.
go ride around the intercoastal for a little while.
Right.
And just see what's going on. Because usually what happens like this, usually when you get the first decent nor'easter, and again, like I say, that's the 20, 25-knot winds,
right.
it starts the mullet run up north.
Right.
Out of the Carolinas and stuff like that, which in turn gets them pushing down our beach. So our mm-hmm. first wave, they're usually bigger finger mullet. They're usually, you know, bigger kind of mullet, and then ours will make their eventual push, which are the smaller 3 to 5 inch finger
right.
mullet. That's usually Georgia and then us. But when they start out of Carolina, that they're usually a little bigger in size. But anyhow, with that being said, I mean, if it doesn't happen this weekend, I mean, it's for sure going to go off Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
Give it a couple 3 or 4 days for those
yeah.
fish to push down the beach.
Yeah.
And it might be if
fun.
Oh. if you have some binoculars and you want to go out at 7 o'clock in the morning when the sun comes up, you might see some stuff that you are going to go, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. We got, let's see, because Wednesday we had, what, a 140 high tide.
Uh-huh.
So we've
it's low tomorrow. It's low tomorrow morning at 8:20.
Oh my goodness!
You see where I'm going with
this? Oh my goodness! I might get shot, but
the boat's still hooked up to the truck. I just brought it home.
Oh my gosh! It could be epic, absolutely epic. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Captain Leon Dana. I'm sure he's been out this week.
No. Crazy enough, no, crazy old Leon ain't been out yet this week. No.
We had some good flood tides.
He never fished that.
Wow.
Nope.
Give us a call. 641-1010. We'll be right back on the Moe Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power, MyBookie, and Marine Max on 1010XL.
MyBookie. That's a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Can we make bets on fishing?
Yeah. Because I'm betting you it's called Epic.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
Is there a bet on Epic?
You can bring Leon. I know Leon's hanging on to this. So, Leon, I had a charter years ago.
Okay.
A tarpon charter. And this was pretty cool. This was 15 years ago. And I think my tarpon charters at that time were 500 something, whatever. And I fished with this guy, tarpon fished, only tarpon fished. And he said, okay, he says, here's what I'll do. He said, before we left the dock, he said, I'll pay you $200 a tarpon. Landed,
really?
Okay, or I'll pay your full day fee. I said I'll take the 200. We caught seven.
Nuh-uh. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Oh yeah.
That's my boy.
I was
really.
It was on.
He didn't get the poochie face.
No. He was all about it.
Okay.
He's willing to make a bet like that.
If he's willing to make a bet,
a long haul.
Yeah. He said, "I'll give you 200 to fish, or I'll pay your $5.50, whatever it was."
And I could just see you because you are. You're one hell of a tarpon fisherman. I could just see you go, dude. You just so
dude,
screwed
listen,
up.
Listen,
I don't
to this.
Even think about going up against Kevin when it comes.
No,
to
hell,
that.
No, no. Hey, hell no.
Hey, we were fishing bait pods, okay, and I had him on the bow throwing,
candy
and
from
I,
a baby.
And he'd be hooked up, and I'd hook one with circle hook. And put it in the rod holder.
Wow.
Oh yes, you I did too. Absolutely.
Hurry it up! You got another one back
come
there.
Come on, Jeff. I got another one back here for you. Bring it on.
No way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, dude, you're a dog.
Yeah.
That
oh
was
yeah.
Bad.
Yeah. Hey, if I'd have had a third rod,
like, it'd be like Kobe's when Kobe's swims to the boat.
Like Kobe fishing.
Yeah, Kobe fishing. How many can I hook?
And he loved it. He laughed. I mean, it was one of those late August trips, and you know, 15 years ago, very, very, very mm-hmm. few people fished the bait pods like we do now. But yeah, that was a cool
remember
bet.
Years ago, Kevin. Remember when you guys were nice enough? I mean, that probably was it a decade ago. You invited everybody out to come behind the shrimp boats and learn how to fish the shrimp boats in the bait pods.
Yep,
that's got to have been a decade ago.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys were so nice to do that. I remember that. That was really nice, you guys.
Yep. That was actually fun.
That was cool. I bet it was.
Yeah.
So,
wouldn't do it again.
Crazy.
Learn that lesson.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. You know what, Leon? Especially after, let's just say after July, because you have the option of shrimp boats, bait pods. There's bait pods all up and down the beach. Then you got the mullet, you know. So there's a lot of different places. But in June and July, when you have two shrimp boats dragging off the captain's house, and you've got you literally have 10, 12 boats, you know. That and look, I'm not saying, but half
of them parade.
Half of them have no idea what they're doing, but they. They
run around.
They're running around, and you know they're running over fish. You know, I didn't even do it this year, Leon. When those shrimp boats were dragging in June and July, which now the only time that I did do it is when I was coming in from offshore, mm-hmm. like I always do, and it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and they're making that late afternoon, and everybody's already going in and stuff.
Well, you did a couple times way down in Batanzas, though. There was nobody down there.
Absolutely.
You did it a few days
absolutely
down there.
Absolutely, I did. Taught. Yep. So.
But straight out of here, no.
Yep. What a crazy week, huh, Leon?
Man, it oh, gosh, man. You know, there's a couple ways I could say about this. First of all, my last day of fishing, I went fishing Saturday and Sunday. And my only comment about the hurricane is I'll tell you what, man, I'm glad that hurricane finally made it past us because I thought half of Jacksonville was going to die of alcohol poisoning waiting for it to come. I mean, a friend of mine said it best, man. I swear to God, it felt like a turtle was stalking me. That thing was moving so slow.
It was.
That hurricane was highly annoying. I mean, it had all the possibilities of wrecking everything we've been building up for.
Yep.
And it just went by. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, I guarantee you, it did not disrupt the shrimp migration.
Nope.
No. I agree. Nope. I don't think so either.
No.
I don't think so either.
No, I mean,
3-4 inches of rain, I would say maybe at the top end.
No, I don't think we got 2 inches of rain. I don't think so.
Scott, I left to go to Georgia. I'm like, I'm not going to sit here and watch this. I mean, I can watch it up there and have things to do as easily as I can here. And yes,
right.
Leon, I can drink up there just like I drink here. Okay, so I left, and what, you know, just turning the TV on Saturday and Sunday and Monday was torture.
Mm-hmm.
Because first off, I felt, you know, here's the Bahamians. Here's the thing. Whenever you watch stuff on TV, you have no idea. Okay, we've been through hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. we've sat there. I have never been through.
I've sat there and listened to the windows get sucked.
Right. Okay. You know, and
roof.
It's totally different than what you're seeing on TV. And I could just feel what those people were going through, but not to that extent.
Where
a 20 foot of water, Leon, 20 feet and waves ungodly. And then you had tornadic winds.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so I'm sitting there, we're all watching this and we're all going, oh my God. You know, where's this thing going to go? And it wouldn't move.
Did you see that one?
No,
gentleman?
It just stayed there and pounded.
Yeah, as a Cat 5. Yeah.
Did you see that one gentleman? I had to get up and walk out because that
911 millibars it dropped down to.
He watched his wife die.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't even, just couldn't even imagine, you know, being caught in that situation.
Yeah, and then, Leon. You want me to throw some more stress on this?
Mm.
This is a crazy story. So we're I think it was Sunday morning, you know, watching this, and I get a text from my daughter who's in the military, and she's in San Antonio right now. And they had Labor Day weekend off. Mm-hmm. She's up there doing special ops stuff, and get a text from her. She said, I'm okay, I'm in a mall, and there's something going on.
That, no way.
Yeah.
She was there?
Yeah. She's
way.
And she said, I love you guys.
No way.
Yes. And I'm like, you got to be
kidding me.
You got to be kidding me.
Really?
Yeah.
She was there.
She was there. She was in Victoria's Secret, and a guy comes running in. And screaming, shoot her, and they gated off Victoria's Secret, and then Kayla, that this is what she trains for,
mm-hmm.
and she said, Dad, I'm telling everybody what to do, but she's like, I don't have a weapon.
Oh, she does.
Yeah.
She can't carry.
Yeah,
it sucks.
No. Yeah, yeah.
She can't have a CW even.
Yeah, she can, but she wasn't carrying her weapon. And here we are on the phone going, what in the hell? You know, now we're waiting for the next text.
No way.
Yeah.
No text.
Yeah, no text. You know, I'm telling Carrie, don't text her.
Yeah. Because if it goes, you can hear the phone beep.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so,
she'll get back to us.
There was a gang related shooting in the next story up in a food
court.
Yeah.
What are people doing?
No, I don't know, dude. But anyway, I thought that the the hurricane thing was stressful.
Yeah, when you don't
and
hear
then
from
you get whammied with that. Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Wow. Holy cow, dude. Yeah, I drank the rest of the day. Sorry.
I don't blame you.
That was an early day.
And the crazy thing was, yeah, that was an early day. is that Kayla said they were next to the exit to go out into the parking lot, but they didn't know where the shooter was,
gotcha.
So they couldn't. They just hunkered down in the back of the store.
That's incredible.
Crazy story. So anyway, Leon, I know this is a fishing show. I just thought that was
that. No, that is incredible, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's
and so that, my, that I guess too? My point was is like Dad. She's like Dad. Until you're in that position, you have no idea how scary this is. And it's the same thing with those folks in the Bahamas. It's the same thing with watching, you know, these hurricanes on TV. Until you witness it firsthand, you have no idea how bad it is. You know?
Well, what you just said right there, but let's put this, let's just throw this all out there in the mix, whether the day is a gorgeous day, a rainy day, cloudy day, whatever. Each day is very important.
Yes.
Treat it as your last.
Absolutely, brother. There's no question. So, Leon, I'm just kind of curious. When we all, our last day was Thursday.
Yep.
Okay.
Right.
Fishing was horrific. And the crazy thing was, I did the Nimnik Outdoor Show with Kirk and Jeff on Saturday. And Kirk said, he said, Kevin, I could not find a fish on Thursday.
And see, I just thought that they were just going to chew the bottom of
the boat
out.
I did too.
I stayed out an extra
Leon,
30
you were there.
Minutes.
Well, you and I were texting. You know, and we're going, dude, he texts me. And I'm like, dude, I haven't gotten a bite. And he's like, I got one jack. And I'm like, where you at?
Yeah, coming to you.
Exactly. Where
yeah.
you at?
Yeah, where are you at, man? A jack? Oh, my God. I'm giving it anything for a 10-pound
The last
jack.
Of the falling tide, I had not gotten a bite for a solid 4 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, maybe a couple catfish, a jack, and I'm going, oh, God. Okay,
the
last thing I got going for me is I'm going to the jetties.
Right.
I got 40 minutes, half an hour left of the tide. I'm going there.
Yep.
Damn if I didn't jack three decent-sized redfish and put one in the air about 75, 80 pounds.
And a big old tarpon.
I called you.
You know.
Leon called me and said, hey, I saw a few fish on the jetty. So I went around there, and sure enough, and then he went
they
to the north jetty, and I kept sliding down, and I only had about 30 minutes to go. So I called Leon. I said, dude, they're chewing behind my boat. He said, but I just don't have time to get everything. I had some fish, you know, working my way, but I said, you know, behind me. And as I'm leaving – he shoots me a text, and he's like, I caught a 30-pounder. I'm like, whoo, what I'd have given for
a
30-pounder.
I know.
Yeah.
By the way, that 30-pounder damn near killed me. He got boat side, and I reached down there to grab him, and he got that last kick going and hit me in the shoulder, and thank God he missed me in the head because, I mean, he got crazy next to the boat.
Crazy.
Those little whippersnappers. I mean, that little tarpon was spunky next to the boat, and I should have been a little more careful.
So what did you do on Saturday and Sunday?
Saturday. I should have just renamed my charters catfishcharters.com.
Oh, boy.
I'm telling you, it was absolutely horrific.
Oh, God.
I mean, there was a catfish. I was the man that was going to catch it on Saturday. But, and I had a husband, wife, and a good friend, one of their good friends in from Texas. And I got done with that charter. I had nothing in the live well. I probably had, now here's the crazy thing. I'd gone through 10 dozen shrimp that day, and all I was catching were baby catfish, and like two mangrove snappers, a stingray.
And you're apologizing the whole day going, I am so sorry, guys. I don't know what to tell you. You know, it's one thing catching something that pulls, like a jack or, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
But
I agree.
Dude, yeah. When it's catfish and stingrays, I got to stay out and put something. I don't give a damn if it's a jack, but I got to catch something that's worth it.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you. Yeah.
This is the crazy part, man. They get done with the chart and like, oh, we had a great time. Hey, are you booked tomorrow? I look at them and I almost go cross-eyed because I'm like, you really want to go out with me after I just put you through that?
Yeah.
Have you lost your? Yeah, I'm available tomorrow. And they went, they said, we'll see you tomorrow morning at the ramp again. I go, okay. All right. And I go home and I've told people 100 times, nothing. A fishing guide sleeps the best when he has a solid game plan for the next morning.
Yep.
And I slept like a baby that night. I woke up every few hours crying, wetting the bed because I had no damn clue what I was doing. I mean, I was mortified for Sunday morning. And you know what I did? I went straight to the creeks instead of fishing the main channel. First two redfish were 26.5 inches.
Ah,
the next
nice.
25.5 and a 24.5. I mean, I pounded them back in the creeks using a live mullet. What's that?
Redemption.
Oh, I felt so much better. My clients were so happy.
It just makes you feel bad. When you have those kind of days, it's just like...
You would have felt really weird, though, if they go, you know, these things don't pull as good as those catfish.
Yeah.
Oh, there was catfish jokes galore going on.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That's fantastic.
But, that's funny.
I brought myself out of the depths from the day prior. But
good. So when's your next day back? Next week or this weekend?
No. It's just like what you said. You called your clients. My clients called me on like Monday or Tuesday, and they said, "So we're not going to go Saturday." I take it. I go, "Are you out of your damn mind? We're going fishing Saturday. It'll be fantastic."
And yeah.
As a matter of fact, I texted them earlier this evening because I don't have a charter tomorrow because of cancellations. And I was like, we're having west winds tomorrow morning. What are you doing? And he goes, I'm at work. And I go, you sound like you're already getting sick. Maybe you should go tomorrow morning because I'm chomping at the bit to get out there. Because
it's killing me. Can you believe it? Three charter captains were like, dude, I want to go fishing so bad tomorrow.
We talked about this in the beginning, Leon. You didn't hear this unless you were listening.
I was.
But I want to go. I don't want to even carry a rod tomorrow. I want to go just look.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be.
For an hour.
I'll tell you what, Scotty. You bring your boat. I'll pay for the fuel. Kevin, get in. I'll get in and let's go.
Okay, well, we'll talk later. We need to take
a break. Boat's hooked
up. Deal.
Deal.
All right.
I'm all in. I'm all in, baby. I'll go buy a drone.
10-4. later, Leon.
Bye, buddy.
All right, guys. Have a great evening.
See you, Captain Leon Dana, checking in. If you want to give us a call here on the Moe Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, 641-1010, 641-1010. Captain Scott and I will be right back.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana. And though I'm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her.
You're listening to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power, My Bookie, and Marine Max on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast with Captain Kevin Favor. I'm Captain Scott Shank. Now back on every Thursday night from 8 to 9 here on 1010XL. And, you know, we're going to, before we can bring, go ahead and bring Chip up because I'm sure he wants to hear this too.
Yeah.
But what an absolute gorgeous forecast. I mean, that storm absolutely sucked every bit of moisture out. We got like 105 degrees tomorrow.
Yeah,
or something.
I know. Tomorrow, west northwest 5 to 10, becoming east southeast in the afternoon, 2 to 3. For Saturday, south southwest 5 knots, 1 to 2. Sunday, south southeast 5 to 10, 2 feet. Monday night, south southeast 5 to 10, 2 to 3. Same for Tuesday. Weather's going to be unbelievable.
Yep.
Unbelievable. I mean, it's going to be hot.
It's going to be hot.
Dude, and I hope that, Chip, I hope we don't have another September like we had last September. September was like the hottest month we had last year, dude. It was. It was awful. So.
Because we stuck through July and partially of August. That was pretty warm.
Yep. What's going on, Chip?
I think it's going to be an epic week.
I do too. Fishing,
like you guys were talking earlier, everything's setting up for it with the mullet. You know, everybody I talked to today said that they're, you know, the guys that were surfing in certain areas were watching fish blow out of the water and, you know, everything else. So it's, I'm excited, especially to come home to my boat being fixed, thanks to Captain Leon Dina.
Yep.
Yep.
He called me today about it. He traced it.
So, yeah.
Need to put up a squirrel pin. Need to put
I'm
up
like,
a squirrel
man,
pin there, cuz.
I'm like, he must have been extremely bored to just tear everything apart in my boat and find it. But I'm not complaining at all. I'm very, very grateful.
Absolutely.
But, you know,
hey, I tied kingfish rigs for the last 2 days, if you want to talk about boring.
That's boring.
And it's all year away.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ate like a king for the last 4 days. So, I mean, I can't. I'm still full from last night. I mean, it was, you know, we had a great time, but.
We did.
Yeah, it's.
We did Chip.
Fishing
Chip,
is.
Just to let folks know, Chip has a place up near mine in Georgia.
Oh, God, you guys got together again?
Oh, twice this week. Yeah.
With Jeff, too? I
no,
mean,
no.
Not the neighbor guy.
Oh, no, no, no,
one,
no, no, no. We
one.
Kept it to the four of us.
Okay, okay.
And so I had to go into Little Jacksonville yesterday, and as I was coming back, I have to go by Chip's place, and he's like, hey, I've got some leftover venison. Tell Carrie, you know, whatever she wants to do with it, let us know. So anyway, when I got back, Kerry was thawing out triggerfish and dolphin.
Really?
So we had fried triggerfish, fried dolphin, and fried venison yesterday evening.
Really?
Yeah. So we did have a big old salad, right, Chip?
I was going to say, please get something that cleans you out, for gosh sakes. Come on.
That salad was amazing, too. The problem is that you eat while it's being cooked. Taste this one. Taste that one.
Yes, exactly.
You know.
Got enough seasoning on this one, Chip?
And here's the funny thing. Well, it was probably, I don't know, 7:30, 8 o'clock. Good dark. Here comes the neighbors. They can smell the fried fish cooking down.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And,
yeah.
How's Napoleon
riding
doing?
Up on a lawnmower.
He's not exaggerating.
Really? Came up in a came up doing a little bit of
my neighbor Andy. I gave him an old riding lawnmower up there, and it wasn't running real well, but he wanted it, and so he fixed the tires and rebuilt the carburetor. And
really?
That's how he gets around. He doesn't have a car. He has my lawnmower. So. So here he comes down the driveway, and Chip's like, man, that car's moving slow. And I'm like, that's not a car, dude. That's a lawnmower.
Here comes Andy.
And here comes Andy. He's like, he can smell that fish fried all the way from his house.
Wow.
So anyway, fun stuff. But I'm with you, Chip. I'm really disappointed I'm not fishing tomorrow, and I may take Leon and take him up on just going and looking around in the morning. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just, I'm going to be making a lot of phone calls, texts, and emails to clients who like to target fish and like to fish. Cause it's,
I'm going to do the same thing because I have Monday open also, and I'm going to try to fill that dude for sure. Yep. Try to fill that.
Yeah.
Because I'm
it's going to be gorgeous. I mean,
it's going to be beautiful.
I mean weather-wise,
The inshore waters
look pretty darn clean. I was actually surprised.
Okay.
It's not that bad looking.
Yeah.
You know, I was really looking forward to going, you know, like it was last week, how dirty and sandy it was. And I'm going, oh, gosh, and now it's really going to be bad. Wasn't all that bad.
They don't care right now during a mullet run either.
Nope.
I really believe that, you know.
Nope.
Yeah. If
bull reds are going on, too, now. I mean, those have started to bite. So I'm sure my flounders are somewhere. I got to just relocate them.
Yep.
But
I'm curious to see what the bait is on the beach.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I really want to. I mean, dude, I'm telling y'all, the boat is hooked to my truck. I just brought it home.
All right.
I just got to stop putting some fuel in it.
Yeah.
I just got to stop and put some fuel in it.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'll bring the two rods, and I'll bring the inshore rods, and we can throw the net. We don't let Chip throw the net, but you or I throw the net.
Okay. All right. I'm in.
If y'all want to go in the morning, you know, not nothing stupid. Just,
No.
8:30, 9 o'clock, something 8 to 9 o'clock, whatever.
Well, we got a low tide at 8 something, so we need to leave at 8.
Okay. Well, it don't matter. I'm up. Let's go.
Right.
Y'all text me and let me know.
Okay.
Boat's hooked up. That's all I'm saying anymore. Not saying no more.
Don't
about
be
that.
Surprised if I'm parked behind you when you get there. But so okay. No, I can't wait to see what this next 2 weeks fold out to you, because flounder, redfish, tarpon,
yep,
everything, jacks, big jacks. I mean, just, you know, and you know, it's now with that big high, all the high water we had with the flush coming out. I think, you know, with the shrimp, it's just going to be epic.
Yep,
you know,
I agree.
Best time of the year to fish. So.
I'll really be curious. It, like you just said, Chip, in the next 2 weeks, to see what the shrimping. You know, not I'm talking about throwing nets.
Yeah, throwing nets. No,
throwing
back
nets
out on the river. As soon
yeah
as this weekend.
Yeah.
This weekend it should calm back down again to
yep
where tides will get back normal.
Yep.
I mean, because it was, dude, I'm telling you, when I come in here to the house tonight, I mean, low tide was 7:30-ish or something like that, quarter to 8 tonight.
Yep.
It was low.
Yep.
I like it.
I like it. That's good stuff. Really cool
yep
stuff.
Yep. I'm looking forward to it too, guys. So I'm glad this is over. My prayers are still with our Bahamian friends, and, you know, it's you know, we've got to kind of get back to, you know, work. So,
yeah.
You know, I hope everybody's ready to get out and fish, because, like I said, if you want to go on a charter, now is when you need to go.
Oh, yeah.
From here to the end of October.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's I get it. You know, our May, June, July, August, you know, clients, they
it's a kingfish grind. I mean, that's what we do. Is
well,
we kingfish.
Yeah, absolutely.
For
but,
us.
But for... For National Geographic stuff,
uh-huh,
September's
yeah
the
uh-huh
month, man.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, if you want to take some incredible video, incredible pictures, and have
and not even catch a fish. Yeah, I mean, you can do it if you want
yeah
to,
yeah,
but
yeah,
I'm just telling
yeah
you,
I
wouldn't even mind having
yeah
a copy of those when you get done with
yeah
them.
Yeah,
I mean, because you're going to see some
yeah
paper worthy magazine editor.
Now we said
pictures
that on Thursday too, last Thursday,
and that was a big zero.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Take a picture of my catfish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
For 4 hours, dude.
Oh, it
stingrays,
awful
catfish. And I was a good client, so of course he's going to just.
Oh, yeah.
Len's a great guy. But, you know, I knew what. And, dude, he was just, really, Cap?
Yeah.
Got another one?
Yeah.
Oh, look, Cap. I got another one. Look, Cap. It's a stingray now. Look, Cap. It's a dang.
A robin fish.
Robin fish. And I'm
yeah
going, oh, geez, oh, geez, oh, geez. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
And he never caught a tarpon, so we got about 8 jumps out of that one. So it was like, yes, made
yeah
the day. And I said, I'm going to the hill. I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done.
I was going to pull the plug early, but I said, the hell with it. I'll wait till the tide gets low and see what happens.
And you know what? I pulled the plug on my charter last Friday because Thursday was so stressful.
Mm-hmm.
It, honestly, it was. Mm-hmm. You're thinking about the hurricane. You know, there's so many things going through your mind. The fish aren't biting, and then it was supposed to blow on Friday, and I'm
yep
like, guys, look. And then Friday ended up being absolutely
gorgeous,
beautiful. Yeah, so
yep, another
it
day
is,
right
it
there.
It is
threw that
it
one
is
in the box too.
Huh? Yeah.
Threw that one away too.
Oh
on Friday,
yeah,
because I thought it was gonna be crappy.
Yep, I did too. Chip, we appreciate it. Had a great time with you this week. That was fun hanging out with you and Julie.
Yeah, we had an awesome time too. Look forward to it again, guys. Have a safe night.
Bye, bud.
10-4.
See ya.
See ya. Yeah, it's we need to go tomorrow for sure.
Dude,
if it's just telling you. Okay. All
I'm
right
just saying. I don't want to stay all day because I got stuff to do.
I want to stay 2 hours.
That's all I'm asking you.
Yeah.
I mean, even yeah meet wherever. Meet at 7:30 and let's go.
Yeah. Yep.
Leon, Chip, if you want to go, I'll go. And I'll meet y'all at Volano at 7:30.
Okay.
Y'all got to let me know. Don't wake me up
because
with it by
because
myself.
It's the only way that we could do like fishing forecast or and outdoor show research.
That's it.
Yeah, you got
it's R&D day.
Yeah,
we ain't got it. I'm telling you, mark my words. We're not gonna have to go far to find fish.
Oh no!
I bet
you
we get
you
to surf. I bet
you,
I don't think
you
got to get to surf
a plane.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No. Especially on the outgoing tide.
Uh-huh.
Early in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I'll take me a light rod with some live bullet, catch me a snook.
Well, that's what I was thinking too. I'll bring a couple light rods and I'll bring 2 tarpon rods.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to
work that out, boys.
Absolutely.
Y'all gotta let me know.
All right, let's take quick break here on the Bo's Southmost Grill Fishing Forecast. We got one more small segment to go if you want to give us a call. 641-1010. Kevin Scott, and I'll be right back.
Red, the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power, My Bookie, and Marine Max on 1010XL.
My Bookie.
My Bookie.
Huh. It's kind of an interesting sponsorship for a fishing forecast. I like it. I like any sponsors.
Take the odds on who's going to catch what tomorrow if we go through this one together. I'm in on that one. I'm going to put me at a high odds because I don't plan on sitting behind the wheel or running the trolling motor.
Yeah, that's funny. Yep, that's good stuff. But no, it's so weird how, and this isn't just us. It's everyone. Your life just kind of stops, mm-hmm. you know, and I told you I missed my call this morning for doing my fishing report with Prosser. I didn't even remember exactly what day it was.
I agree, because we have been all,
yeah,
I mean,
you know,
honestly, the, you know, like you said, our minds have been on hold watching,
yeah,
the TV, watching, you know, damn if I didn't see every hour forecast and going, damn, it's still stationary. Yeah. 28 hours later, damn, it's still stationary.
I know.
The 31st hour goes, damn, now it's moving north at 1. Yes, it's moving finally. Yeah. But,
and then,
you know,
it went northwest.
Northwest.
Went,
oh.
Yeah, I know.
Please don't speed up.
Yeah.
Just jog. But, no, it's – I did lose days, you know, as far as I didn't know what day it was from the next because I was kind of, you know – we talked about earlier, we both have bigger families now, so we're more concentrated on what's going on with everybody, make sure everybody's okay.
Yep.
And then, of course, dealing with our own situations,
yep,
you know, because of Hurricane Irma and Matthew, insurance on our boats are getting a little more stickier on what we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Called a good friend, Chad Branch,
mm-hmm.
you know. Said, Chad, if this storm comes, what's going? It might go up the center of the state. We're kind of supposed to be like 25 miles away from what's the eye of the, you know, not the eye, but out of the hurricane force winds. We're supposed to protect
right.
it as best we can. And I said, Chad, I said, my son has, my son's property is a big, you know, clearing. There's nothing around it, no trees or anything like that. Can you send me an email, you know, saying that I've done all I could to protect it? And this is where I plan on. He said, yep, because that's the best place to take it is an open field.
Right.
Let the wind blow around it. It's not, I mean, if it topples over, it topples. But that's what they were looking at because of those Irmas and Matthews happened and a lot happened with it real quick. So everybody was more important about getting out of there than they were of protecting their boats. And anyhow, they had to pay a lot of money to
yep.
get boats back together. So now we are supposed to take them as far as we can and put them in a protective area, some
right.
we'll call it.
Right.
So
right. That you're right. A lot has changed in the last 3, 4, 5 years with everything. With your home, with your boat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
you don't realize you got the new insurance policies on the homes and stuff when we renew. We have to renew next year, and we got it with our good friends down the road. Mm-hmm. And she said, "Hey, you know, you got to look at this because." I'm still in a flood zone area. Beaches are A, I was B.
Yep.
And anyhow, so leads to say I got to up my homeowner's plan.
Yep.
Even though I'm 28 feet above sea level, I still got to, I'm in
but
it.
Forecast-wise, folks?
Dude, really?
It's
I mean, gorgeous.
Look, we dodged a bullet.
We did.
We're all feeling a whole lot better about it. And
I'm jacked up to catch a fish.
And it is. It's time to go fishing, man. September. So there won't be very many people fishing, uh-uh. I can promise you.
And those four walls for the last 5 days absolutely got me stir crazy.
I have fed enough horses. I have pushed enough.
Yeah, where's the horses come into play?
On the swing set? Oh, dude, we went to all kinds of animals. But we had a blast, don't get me wrong.
Good.
We had
keep her busy, keep her mind off.
Absolutely.
That's a good thing.
She kept my mind off.
Yes, I would imagine.
But
good stuff.
I'm ready. I am so jonesing to go fishing. Seriously,
we're gonna go down. We're gonna
take care of that in the morning, folks. Thanks for listening to us here on the Moe Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Don't forget, myself, Captain Kirk Waltz, Jeff Loggeman will be at the Nimnik Outdoors Show on Saturday morning from 7 to 10. And just a reminder, the forecast show, 8 to 9 on Thursday evenings from here on out. So if things change, we'll let you know. Y'all have a great evening. See you. Glad everybody's safe.